Welcome back to season 30 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Tino Rata. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 117 teams in the nine Junior A leagues involving over 2,500 players from right across the country. Now joining us is Billy McGuigan, the head coach and assistant general manager of Maritime Junior Hockey League's Summerside Western Capitals. Billy, I miss being in Summerside. This is the time of year I come out there for some special Olympic events. And I'd love to be out there for you. And I wish there was better news coming out of Summerside. Give us the latest update of what's going on with puck there.
Yeah, I mean, we've been pretty fortunate, Gino, here in Prince Edward Island. There hasn't been, a lot of the COVID, but, we have been hit with it here. We've, had stopped and started in our season about, four or five different times. Our team has been on just over 100 days of work isolation here, and that we're, we were told yesterday that our season has ended. So for us, we ended up switching from the North Division to the South Division, and we were playing in the Nova Scotia side, and things were going pretty smoothly all year there in Nova Scotia. And then just in the last week, they've had a number of outbreaks, and the numbers have really spiked. I think there's about 489 there in the province now. So, with public health measures in place, they decided that it was better that we canceled the season now instead of pausing and prolonging it for another, two or three weeks, and ended up in the middle of June. Right. So it's a little bittersweet, but at the end of the day, I mean, it is for the safety of the players and the people around the community. So, I mean, that's what we have to do. We got to do our part, I guess.
Billy, it's a part of the job that you didn't sign up for when you decided you wanted to be a GM and head coach in the game of hockey, the game that you love. You'd like to be able to bring good news to your kids, to your fans, to the community, but you can't. How difficult was it when you were going back and forth and then finally the word came down, this is what you're doing, we're shutting it down for the year? How hard was that to deliver that news?
Yeah, every day here this winter has been hard. I mean, our general manager, Pat McKeever, here has done a tremendous job, just an outstanding, tireless effort on, just continuing us to play, just to having us play each and every week, and the battle through with CPHO and all the health measures. And, the players obviously to be self-isolating for, 100 days. I mean, it's – we're here to play hockey. We're here to play for a championship, and that's what we wanted to do. And I mean, at the end of the day, yesterday, when I broke the news to the guys, Pat sent out a message to the group, and then I came in and met them yesterday. We're here again today now trying to do our exit meetings. And, it's a real tough day. It's a real tough day for not only me as the coach, but Pat and all the time that he put into, continuing us to move forward and play through all this, uncertainty. And then, the owners as well as, the players, obviously they've been through so much, and the fans obviously want to see us play, and we were just kind of getting in the right direction. We were getting some fan support back, and the community was kind of rallying around us. Our team was playing well, and we looked really forward to playing in the playoffs, but unfortunate turn of events here. And now we're here having exit meetings today, and some of the guys are flying out in the next 24 hours.
We're all getting hit at different areas of our lives because of this. We're seeing restrictions and lockdowns and shutdowns, and there's the uncertainty of it. These guys are kids. They're in their teens, 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids that you're dealing with every day. You couldn't coach them on the ice, but you are their general manager. What have you been able to do? What kind of situations the Maritime Junior Hockey League provide in terms of mental health support for the kids who are going through something they've never faced before?
Yeah, no, I am the head coach, Gino. I'm the head coach here. Pat McKeever's the general manager. So, it's been tough for our staff. It's just been me. We've only had, one person that we've been in a bubble, isolation bubble. So it's just been me coaching. My support staff, we kind of lost them through it all. Like, assistant coaches couldn't join because they're working jobs, and our trainers were the same. So it was me traveling the Maritimes with 23 kids, and, they were resilient. Obviously, the stops and starts and the pauses and the 3 months of practicing without games, just having one coach on the ice at all times. So it was a tough year for them, but they were resilient throughout it. I think this last case, when they shut us down on Sunday or on Monday, I guess it was, to take a pause, I'm not sure we would ice a team on in 2 weeks from now because of the mental health issues that had been going on with our team and the isolation. And really the 20-year-old, the older guys, we have eight of them. Those guys were looking to get, you know, back to go to their home provinces, get to work, save up some money to go to school next year. You know, just kind of get back to some normalcy in their lives. And obviously in Ontario, some of the guys are from there. There's not much normalcy going on there, but, you know, they do want to get back and see their families, and to sit around here for another 2 or 3 weeks on a pause and just practice, you know, would have been pretty mentally draining for them. And we had some conversations that, you know, they enlightened us that the fact that they didn't think they could handle it.
It's amazing because, your efforts this year have been recognized not only locally, regionally, but nationally as well. We should point out before we let you go, you were named both the Maritime Junior Hockey League Coach of the Year and also received the Darcy Hogan Mark Cross Memorial Award as the CJHL Coach of the Year. That's pretty special. Tell me what that meant to you.
Yeah, it meant everything. I mean, it was a unbelievable experience to go through it. The community here had a parade for me last year when it happened, to my house, because we were, you know, again on lockdowns when it happened. You know, it was pretty special. Obviously, the award named after Darcy Hogan and you know, everything that they went through in Humboldt was pretty special. I mean, obviously, I have a great general manager here with Pat McKeever that does an outstanding job. You know, we work great together. We have lots of laughs. We work hard. And you know, we have our moments, too, that we battle. But, you know, he's outstanding. He's a relentless worker and does a great job. But, you know, without great players, you don't become a great coach, and that's the reality. If you have good players, you have good teams, and that's the way it is here in Summerside. We've been, you know, blessed with success here the last number of years, and you know, that award was the icing on the cake. I mean, I would trade that award in for a, you know, a championship, a Maritime Hockey League championship or a national championship any day. But I had great staff here, and Jason Glant, Lefty Glant, Joe Borden was our fitness coach last year, and Eric Morency was our goalie coach. We were surrounded by great people. Rod Glant does analytics, and he does, you know, essentially the whole department on his own. So, I mean, you know, it's a great group of guys to have around, a great staff, and that's why we've had success here.
Listen, it would have been easy just to step away for a little while the dust all settled in this, but you didn't. You hung in there, and you've risen to the occasion, and we congratulate you again. Quite an honor. Thank you for talking with us, Billy. We appreciate it. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk again down the road.
Thanks, Gino.
That was Summerside Western Capitals head coach and assistant general manager Billy McGuigan. And that wraps up the CJHL report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Up next, we're going to go into the vault where we look back at some of our favorite interviews throughout the first 29 years of the show. This week, we'll flash back to our chat with a 20-year-old Cam Ward, just 1 month before winning the WHL Player of the Year honor and Goaltender of the Year back in 2004. This is season 30 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.